Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now we're continuing our new series of interviews every Thursday where we put the spotlight on the lives of ordinary people and how God works in extraordinary ways. From a short list of questions, our guest chooses five. And in studio now, to tell us more, we have Graham Hone. Graham, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, it's great to be here again.
Great to have you in. So just before we start with the questions, tell us a bit about yourself.
Again, my name is Graham Hone, married to Jill for over 27 years. Got three great kids in Ryan, Sam and Rachel. And I work in insurance. And I've been working in insurance since I was 18 years of age. Still at it. Still enjoy it. And that's based on I love playing sport, being hockey, golf or rugby and whatever. It's just I love sport. So yeah. That's basically my background.
That's your background.
Very simple.
So on to the questions.
Yes.
Here goes. So who has been the greatest influence in your life?
Well, when people get asked that question, sometimes they think of, you know, world leaders or maybe somebody out of the Bible or whatever. For me, I probably speak for a lot of people out there. It's been my parents. Both my mum and dad, and the reason for that is quite simple. I mean, the early years of your life, are vital for how you might turn out. And my mum and dad were very much devout Christians over the years, and I got a good grounding in church. They sent me to the Boys' Brigade. I love that, and a Bible study. And the reason why I say they're a great influence, because like many people, when they're a teenager, 18 to 20, they find out the other parts of life, and that's what happened to me. I left home at 21 to work in insurance, believe it or not. And I left the church for a while just to enjoy myself when I was away in the west of Ireland, actually. And that's where I lived for the next 12 years. But I always wanted to come home and come back to the church. And I just have to say that my mum and dad were a great influence on me, that the grounding they gave me the tools to help me to come back. I always knew that God was asking me to come back again, and I just thank my mum and dad for that. And it's just so it's simple. My mum and dad are always there. I make some risky decisions in my life in insurance, and I've always picked up the phone to them. They've always answered the phone. They've always given me a bit of advice. And the one thing they've always let me do is to let me do my own thing. They've always guided me, but whatever decision I've made, be it right or wrong, they've always backed me. So that's the reason why.
Fantastic. Now, question number two. Yep. A time you heard something clear from God.
Well, the follow-on of that is how I came back to the church. I went to an Alpha course, believe it or not, about 15 or 16 years ago with my twin brother. And it was during that Alpha course, and I'm making a bit of a plug for Alpha and Peter Rigney and all of them there. Well done, guys. Keep going. Is that through that I hear so clearly what we call on the Holy Spirit weekend. It's a series of 10 talks, but one of them is a Holy Spirit weekend. And through that, in that weekend, I heard quite clearly from God that Graham, I need you back. I want you back, and to give your life back to me. And that's how it changed me. That was about 15 or 16 years ago. So that's where he spoke clearly to me. Like, he speaks to me every day, but that for a poignant moment in my life was I need to get back. And he gave me the tools to do that. So I just thank him for that. And it was the Alpha course. Through that, he helped me. He spoke to me.
Fantastic. Mm. Question number three.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be interesting. An interesting one. Mm-hmm. A favourite Bible verse and why it's your favourite.
I have a few favourite Bible verses, but it's actually a passage, a small passage in Ephesians 2 that really speaks to me and has from the very beginning. And again, rolling on from what I've said to you in my story about Alpha and how I came back, this passage, when I read it, said this speaks loudly to me and also to a lot of people, I hope, out there. And I just read it. It's Ephesians 2, verses 4, 8, 9, and 10. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, for which God has prepared in advance for us to do. And the reason why I like that passage is that many people think that I've got to do good works to get in favor with God, and that he'll want me. But it's the other way around. And I speak loudly to a lot of people out there. It's all he wants is your faith, to believe in him, to give your life to him. And out of that will come good works. So let's not get it the wrong way around. And a lot of people do get that. And so that's the way I like it. I love it. I was in my transgressions. I was sinning, and we all still sin. But through Christ and the Christ and the cross that he said, I've forgiven you. You're back with me. Now go and do the works which I have prepared for you in advance to do. And that's why that passage, rather than a verse, speaks loudly to me.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. And question number four, how God helps you in your work?
Well, I spend, when I'm not asleep, most of my time in work, and as do many people, I hope, and he's with me every day. So he does help me in my work. I work in an insurance business. I enjoy it. It's been very good to me, and I'm blessed with it, and I thank him for that. I've been pretty successful at it, but it's tough. And there's days when it gets very, very tough. And it's those days I sit in my car and I pray, and he gets me through the day. He gives me that sense of peace that when I'm dealing with either staff or clients or any problems that might arise, that he gives me peace, saying it's all for him. Don't be worrying about it. And, you know, and even through the day-to-day work, because I spend most of my time in work, I bring him in every day when I deal with my clients. I tend to bless my clients, even though they might know it, before I go in to meet with them. And even when I leave them, I bless my staff. I pray in my office. It's because of what I do every day. My church, effectively, is in the workplace, because that's where I spend most of my time. And I suppose I speak for everybody out there, be it in education, if you're a student, or in work, or whatever, in the home, that is where your church is. That is where God is with you 6 days a week. And the seventh day, you go and obviously worship with him. But in the other 6 days, he's in work with me. So what I would say, he influences me. He's part of my life in there. And I couldn't do my work without him, effectively. So that's what the part of it is.
Right. And final question, what makes you happy?
Bit different. My family makes me very happy. It's very important to me, family. And when we have any special occasion, be it a birthday or whatever, I make it a priority that the family gets together. And I love it when everybody's around. But what really makes me happy is those days when I have to kind of switch off from work. I love aeroplanes, Don. I'm besotted by aeroplanes. I've always wanted to be a pilot ever since I was a kid. And believe it or not, I got to the second interview with Aer Lingus and they realised that I wasn't good at maths, so I couldn't do it. But I'm fascinated by airplanes. So at that time away, I love airports. I love travel. I love watching people in airports, wondering where they're going, where they're travelling. And I just get a great buzz out of it. And you know where I've been. I've been around the world a few times. God has actually, I've been to Uganda a few times. I've been, away in Mount Everest the last time I was here. I told everybody about that. Love travelling. Love being around planes. And I got such a buzz, so I'm happy out. So anytime I'm feeling a bit low, my wife, I go missing and she knows where I am, probably at the runway in Dublin Airport, just watching planes coming in and out. So it's a bit mad. It's a bit sad probably for a lot of people as well, but that's what makes me happy, Don.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, I mean, airplanes are pretty brilliant.
Yeah,
there.
Let's are, absolutely. Fascinated how they get in the air and actually come back
how
down.
How do
again.
They even, yes, the yeah. The art of flying, the art.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Well, Graham Hone, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming in and talking to us through our Life
absolute
in Five.
Pleasure.
And we look forward to hearing about your next Everest expedition.
Might be a few years.
Might be a few years. We'll see. We'll stick to the planes for
okay,
now.
Absolutely.
Let's see about it. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.